like in Afore HaAfore, but not that the Neder, not that the Afore per se precludes in its essence, precludes the Akome. Masheikin Akome, so Akome in its essence precludes Afore. Not because the Gavre becomes disabled. This is what he says. Vei the Chola Poches, Hari Akome Gufe, Si Seres La Afore, Ve Afore Baat Smuso, En Si Seres La Akome, Raka Hakim Bibit Laneda, Vau Kolchoch. So he says, Ve Chola Poches, in other words, at least you have to admit one thing. Even if you say that once one is Meifeya, so he cannot be Machri anymore. Because the Torah didn't endow him with so many prerogatives. So it's because of a diminution in the Keach Av, in the Keach Abal, not that the Afore in its essence is Bnei Yaakov. Ve'ilcha apoches ha Yaakov me'guf ve'siseres la'afore. Va'afore ba'atzmuso e'ni siseres la'akome. Rak ha'chakeim bibit la'nedea. Va'u kochoch kim di be'etzem ha'din ha'akome siseres la'afore. Ve'lo ya'afore la'akome. Al kochoch me'ile di bi me'ile di bi ka'achaleis midine ha'akome chayle va'afore p'tilo. Ufize ze'u be'ir ha'suged nidorim. תחיל בכל שני בזה חזה אפוא סך הסני אם כי ממיל את האפור הפתאילו שני בזה חזה והקומה שיש לי בזה חזה קיימס ועל כוח הזה הוא שפוסק אין הרמב״ם וכמי שפוספתי לי I mean, I'm sure that this is what Rav Chaim meant. In other words, he is trying to dispose of the kind of asoge that Chazniish made against Rav Chaim. אלו דבי סייד הרדינה, דכל שני בזה חזה, אפילו בסך הסייני צורכים, אם פיריש שהוא, דיבינון דווקא דיבוזי החזה יוכים משניהם כחס. וילאו אחרי, אמרינון, דיגם בבסך הסיני, וזה הכלל דיכים דיוכים משניהם כחס, והבין שני דבורים עשי ישרן זה זה, על כוחו כשעושו מבסך השניהם פתלים, אוי, דיזה נאמר רק איך שואך עוד בחלי סימני יש השני מלוכל. עוזו דייס אל האחקולה, דאפילו בסך הסיני, ושניהם תלים שמחלך מני החברה. אבל מן חליס היחוד, מני אס חליס השני, וכשבואים בזה החזה, חייל השני, לא יכפס לו מה דעצמו של הדבור עם סיסכם זה זה. And then he says, ופי זה נראה, דפליגי הרמב״ם, so I skipped some sentences, ופי זה נראה, דזהו דפליגי הרמב״ם ורם, די הרמב״ם סייבה לו עם מקרייני בזה החזה, רק יחד דעחוד מני אס חבר מלוכי. ועל כוחו חוחקים די נאפורי מנעס, עשה קומם לוחר, ורק הקום מאוד מנעס, עשה אפורי, על כוחו פוסק דה קומם קיימס, ואפורי פטילה. והרן סביר עלי, אם אחסי ישרי זה זה, אף שאינה יחוד מני יש חבר מלוחר, מכל מוקים כים די שני ימני חיון לי יש כאחס, שוב הבי בכלל כל שני בזרח הזה, ועל כוחו גם הוחקים דה קומם ואפורי סי ישרי מי זה זה, ממילא די שני ימתלים, כמו שכספתי נראה. So רב חיים נאו, He raises a question, and he says, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ram. So the question, there are two alternatives. One alternative is that the halacha of kol sheni b'zeach hazeh v'zeach hasenei is the halacha in chaleis. That if A and B, so if one thing cannot be chal b'zeach hazeh after the other thing, so it's halacha that b'sachas, neither one can be chal. If two things, so one cannot be chal after the other, b'zeach hazeh, so it's halacha that b'sachas, it cannot be chal either. That's the shita of the Rambam. But the shita of the Rambam says is something else. It's not halacha in the chaleis. It's a halacha in the maisis. That if there are two maisis, if two maisis, b'zeach hazeh, cannot be carried out, let's say, Mikadish Deacholis. So could one carry out two Maisei Kedushins in two sisters? First he carries out a Maisei Kedushin in Rochel, and then he carries out a Maisei Kedushin in Lehi. No, he couldn't. So in other words, you couldn't carry out a Maisei Kedushin in Lehi if Rochel, the sister, is already married to you. So Mimele, so it's Aloche in the Maisei, that if two Maiseis are in conflict with each other, and because of the two maises that are in conflict with each other, so one maise could not take place after the other maise. So when the two mices take place at the same time, the two mices cancel out each other. So since you couldn't carry out two mice kedushas in Rochland Leibazachase, in other words, that means that there is a stira between the two mices. So when you carry out the two mices, Bibasachas, you say, Ashtechem kedushasli, the two mices cancel out each other. So that's the sheet of the Ram. So mainly it doesn't make any difference. According to the Rambam, that the halocha, of Kol Sheni Bazachaseh, Afu Basachaseine, is a halocha in the chaleis. That where, let's say, B cannot be chal after A, Bazachaseh. Why can't it be chal? Because the chaleis of A precludes al pedin the chaleis of B. So mele be basachas, the chaleis of A precludes the chaleis of B. But so mele in this case, so hafore B, A precludes al pedin hafore. But hafore does not preclude al pedin A bazachaseh. But because Bazachaze, it's not hal, because it's impossible to visualize. But Bazachas, we can visualize, so it is hal. Mashiach in the Ran Shita is that it's haloch in the Maise. Now, it seems that Yosameach also assumed that the whole haloch of person Bazachaze, is not a din in the Chaleis, but it's in the Maise. But the Reb Chaim says that that's the shita of the Ram, but the shita of the Rambam is that Kol Shein Bezachazel Bezachazenei is a din in the Chaleis. The Yosameach assumed that according to everybody, the din of Kol Shein Bezachazel Bezachazenei is a din in the Maise. If you have two Maises that could not take place Bezachazel because they are in conflict with each other, so when the two Maises which are in conflict with each other take place in Bezachaz, he's Mekadesh two sisters at the same time, so they cancel out each other. He considered that as a double poshu, the Yosameach, it seems, according to everybody. And because of that, he gives another teretz on the Rambam. There are many terutzim on the Rambam. I saw several terutzim on the Rambam. So, the Yosameach says as follows. Now, the halacha is that Hakomi is chal belev. Hakomi is chal belev. Belev, without verbalizing it. And but Afore is not Chalbele. So Memele, that's the reason as to why the Rambam paskens that if he said Kir Mufalichin Vasachas, so that comes Chal, but it's Alochet Kol Shein Bezachaz Bezachasene. So just as Afore is not Chal because of Kol Shein Bezachaze, Hakom Shein Bechal either. That's the Kashe against the Rambam. So he says, true, as far as the verbal Hakom is concerned, so that is neutralized by the verb lafore, because of the aloche of kol sheni bezachaseh afu basachaseh. But when he says kiem umufalichim basachas, so in his heart he also entertains that thought, and with his lips, so it's impossible to be made see shnei dvorim keachot. But in your heart, I mean, you can have 1,000 words at the same time. In fact, you can be mahara 1,000 words at the same time. So Mele, when he said kiem umufalechi bibasachas, in his heart he also had the machshove of being mikayim and being meita. Now there is no hafore belev, but there is akome belev. So true, why does the Rambam say that akome is hal? Not on the basis of the verbal explicit akome. That akome is neutralized by the afore, just as the verbal afore is neutralized and cancelled out by akome. But there is akome belev too. So why don't we apply the aloche of kol sheni bezachaseh afil basachaseine ligabe the akome belev as well? So the answer is, the Yosameach doesn't discuss it in detail. The answer is that the Yosameach is considered as a double poshut, that the whole halacha of kol sheni bezachaseh bezachaseinei is a halacha in the maisi. In other words, that if two maisi cannot take place because one is eisa the other. So the two maisim, when they take place bibasachas, they cancel out each other, they neutralize each other. So it's only that the verb akomet, so it's a maisa akomet. So that is neutralized by the maisa for it. But the internal akomet, the akomet belev, is not neutralized by the maisa for it. Only if the two maisim take place bibasachas. So, and there is a stira between the two maisim. So one mice neutralizes the other mice. The other mice. So in other words, so there's a meyach assume there's a doma poshut that it's aloch in the mice. Since aloch in the mice, it's only shayach ligabe the mice akomet, the verb akomet. So that mice akomet took place with basachas with the mice afore. So the mice afore neutralizes the mice akomet. But the akomet belev, that didn't take place together with afore, with the ma'is afore, so mainly it cannot be neutralized. But we have to say that this yasameach will conform to one of the two shittes in erechen davov. I mean, we discussed it in the first parak. Now there is a lochef called divlev by kochit. So if somebody is mehara belev that this should be a korban, so it's hal. So the question is, what if somebody verbalized and he said, this should be a call, this should be Hegdash. But for some reason, the Hegdash is not hal mitzad is verbalizing, mitzad is verbal Hegdash. So can we say that true, it's not hal mitzad, the verbal Hegdash, because it's yachin mechiyach, whatever, I mean, for whatever reason. So, but at the same time, when he verbalized it improperly, he also had in mind that this behemoth should be an elo. Let it become an elo on the basis of only divleiv. So that two lishinis in tesis neirachem. The Toreven in Chagige says that when does the aloche of only divleiv apply only when he doesn't verbalize? So then it's hal on the basis of nidivleiv. But if he does verbalize, then it can only take effect on the basis of the verbalization. But if for some reason it cannot take effect on the basis of the verbal hegdesh, so it cannot take place on the basis of the belev. Now the same shayla, so the two lishenes in erach, in one tesis nerach. So one loshen tesis nerach is like that, and that is like the chagasari like to heaven, and the other one is not. And so the same shayla would apply here. Now here there is a loch of akome belev. But here he verbalized akom, and the verbal akom is not hal because of kol shini b'zeh hazeh b'zeh hazeh. The question is, so memele, so the two maisim neutralize each other, but the internal hakome, whether it's hal or not, should be told in the 2 days. So the yosameach assumed, like the loshin teisves and erech davor, that even when he verbalizes, so still the maisim believe. Can be chal. All right. So anyway, so we see from the Yosameach that the Yosameach assumes as a double poshut that it's aloch in the maise. So memele it doesn't apply to the akom belev, only to the verbal akom. So this is what Reb Chaim says. The Ramshi that Reb Chaim considered his svore, such a sound svore, that he was disturbed. How can the Ram say the counter? So in other words, so the answer, Reb Chaim says, it all depends. If we say that Aloche of Kol Sheni B'Zach HaZeh V'Zach HaZeh Neim is a din in the Chaleis, then the Ram couldn't be chayit on the Ram. Because if it's a din in the Chaleis, so what's the Aloche? The Aloche is that if there are two things, and if one thing is, it precludes the chaleis of the other thing, so it precludes the chaleis of the other thing, so then it follows logically that akome alpidin precludes hafore, but hafore does not alpidin preclude hakome. Well, this is what Reb Chaim assumes. It's only because bimtzias, if hafore is chal, so there is no nether. What is he making? But if bimtzias, there would be in there, in existence. So then it does not preclude. So the Achalis of Achore does not preclude Akome. Where is that mitzies? Because the Neder is still in existence. It's still in existence. Oh, so why is the Ran Chilek? And he says it's neither Akome nor Achore. The answer is, Rav Chaim says that the Ran Shit is, it's not a din in Chalais, it's a din in the Maise. That if two Maises are in conflict with each other, and because of that, the two Maises cannot be, one Maise cannot be, cannot take place, but they are chazeh after the other Maise. So, Mimele, when the two Maises take place together, there is a stire. So they neutralize each other. So, Mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether it precludes, it doesn't preclude. The fact is, there is a stire between the Maise Akom and Maise Afore. They could not coexist together. That's the important thing. That the two could not coexist together. So Mimele, they neutralize. The two mices neutralize each other. Alright. Now, the two mices neutralize each other. So Mimele, we can understand the Piskei Rosh very well. I mean, and that is a better pshat than what I mentioned last time. That in other words, the Piskei Rosh holds that in the first Abaye, so there is one Loshen. That in the, according to one Loshen in the Piskei Rosh, in the first Abaye, so it's a Din Sofik. But in the second Abaye, nothing is Chal. Why in the second Abaye nothing is Chal? Because in the second Abaye, so the Hakome and the Afore are verbalized in one Loshen. Because he said, the kiem by itself is not a comment, does not constitute a comment. So it's the kiem together with the lechi. Is the kiem together with the lechi constitutes a comment. So mele, that means it's one lotion. It's one dibur. It's one dibur. Doesn't make a difference, you have three diburim. But in each one of the diburim, so al-pedin, it's not a dibur yet. It's only the three diburim together that constitute one dibur. Because kiyam is nothing by itself, muter is nothing by itself, and lechi by itself is certainly nothing. So, I mean, it's the three diburim together that constitute one dibur. So, it's one maisi. So one dibur. One dibur is expressive of a command of one. Mashaik in the first abaye, so he said, kiyam lechi umufel lechi. So kiyam lechi is one dibur, al-pedin it's a complete dibur kiyam lechi, and muvel lechi al-pedin is a complete dibur. And let's say, suppose he wouldn't say utich lakome kol achal aforem, and the rishonim say then akome would bechal, but he did say utich lakome kol achal aforem, so that means it's basachas. If he wouldn't say utich lakome kol achal aforem, he said kiyam lechi muvel lechi, so it's not even basachas. But if he says utich lakome kol achal aforem, so even though there is a separate dibur that expresses the akome, and a separate dibur that expresses the afore, but he said v'itich lakome kol achal aforem. So mele is basachas, but it's too maisi, too diburim, too maisi. So mele, since so the aloche in the second abaye, the rosh, the piskei rosh says that everybody agrees that nothing is chal. Why? Because there is aloche of kol sheni b'zachas el b'zachas eni. And what does that aloche imply? As the Yosemeach assumes. And as the Reb Chaim assumes in the Ram. It's aloche not in the chaleis, it's aloche in the maise. That if two maise maaseiser each other, so mimele it cancels out each other. Alachas kamo b'chamo, it's one maise. In the second abaye of Rabbe, it's not even two maises, it's one maise. Because it's one dibur. Kiyam umufalechi, so it's one dibur. So it's one maise. So that means that this maise has a stire. So mimele, there are two parts in that dibur, in that one dibur. There are two parts. There is the part of the, there is the akome component in that one dibur. Al-Pedin, it's only one dibur, kiyam umufalechim vasachas. So that one dibur has two components. It has the akome component and the afore component. and they are in conflict with each other. So Mimele, the Piskei Rosh says that according to all Vishen, even according to the Yesh Mefarshim in the first Abaye, since it's one Dibu, one Maise Dibu, so, and it's a repugnant Dibu, because that one Dibu has two components and they are saints of each other. It's a repugnant Dibu. A repugnant Dibu, so, is cancelled out, like the Aloche, I mean, the Dimyen, like the Aloche of when he says, so there is a stira in his Dibu. There is a stira in his Dibu, so Mimele, it's cancelled out. So here too, you see, it's one Dibu, so Mimele, and there is a stira in that Dibu, between the Akom and the Afore. Mashein came in the first Abai, where he said, Kiyem Lechi, Umuf Lechi. So it's two separate Diburim, it's two separate Maises. V'liseich Lakom El, Umkein, Chol Afore, so there is one Loshin, that says that the Rabbis Aloche of Kol Shinu Zahat Vazarasene has no relevance. It only applies to a case where it's one Maise, and there is a stira in that Maise. So Mimele, it is cancelled out. Mashenkin, when you have two separate Maise, even though he said that it should be Chal Basachas, he said, Lisi Chakol Kol Afore. But Al-Tedin, it's two Maise, two Diburim. So then they don't cancel out each other. But he then, but there is still istire, and he said that it should be chal basachas. So maybe it's in sofik. But the aloha of kol sheni basachase, af basachase has no application. Now, I would like to go over. I omitted a number of sentences in the Reb Chaim, and I think it's important. Now, again, el disei da erdine, the kol sheni basachase, af basachase nei tzolchiyu. In Pirush Yehud, the Binon Dafke, the Bezeach Hazeh Yochim Ushneim Kachas. Vilavoche, Abrinon, Gam Basach Haseinei. Vizeh Aklal, the Chivim Den Yochelim Li Yishneim Kachas. Vihavin Shnei Dvorim Haseisrin Zeh Zeh. Al Kocho Kishosom Bibasachas, Shneim Telim. Oy, the Zeh Rakeiche, Shoechot Bichalei Seh Minei Yas Hashenim Lochem. That's the Shittes Rambam, he says. Ozudi Yisel Hachkol Edafru Basach Haseinei. ושניים תלים משום כל אחד מני חברי, מני חברי. אבל אם אין חליס היחד מני חליס השני, וכשבואים בזה החזה, חיל השני, לא יכפס לו מדי עצמו של הדבור עם סיסרים הם זה זה, אלא כל שבואו בבסחס, חיל אחד משניהם, ויש ביחים לשניהם. What does he mean by that? אלא כל שבואו בבסחס, חיל אחד משניהם, ויש ביחים לשניהם. Now, if he didn't use that expression, El Kol Shebo Basachas, Chayel Chad Mishneyem, V'yesh Bechim Mishneyem, so everybody would assume that he was referring to this particular case only. True, he's applying this concept to this particular case. But one would assume that he only has in mind this particular case. In other words, that there is a stira between Akome and Afore, but Akome is Alpidin, Seiser Afore, Afore Alpidin is not Seiser Akome. So why does he say, Avoli mein chaleis o echot meneas chaleis Hashem? So it all depends. In other words, you have here Akome and Afore. So chaleis Akome is menea chaleis Afore, but chaleis Afore is not menea chaleis Akome. Not really Akome. And it seems that Reb Chaim is speaking of a case where there is reciprocity. In other words, Avol imein chaleis ha'echot meneas chaleis ha'sheni. In other words, he has in mind the hypothetical case. He doesn't say what, but he has in mind the hypothetical case. The case of Akom and Afore, so you cannot say that neither one al pedim precludes the other. It all depends. Afore does not preclude Akome, but Akome precludes Hafore, but he speaks of a hypothetical case where neither one precludes the other. In other words, suppose you would have, in the case of Hafore and Akome and Hafore, so Akome is A and Hafore is B. So Akome A precludes B. B does not preclude A. But Reb Chaim is referring to a hypothetical case where neither A precludes B, nor does B preclude A. What case is it? It's not a common affair. The case of a common davar, so A precludes B, but B does not preclude A. But he's definitely referring to a hypothetical case where neither A can preclude B, nor can B preclude A. So he says, אבל אם אין חליס או אחד מני אז חליס השני, וכשבואים בזה החזה, חי לשני, לא ייך פסלון, מה דה עצמון של הדבורים, סייסרין הם זה זה, אלא כל שבואו בבסחס, חי אחד משניהם, ויש בחיים על שניהם. So in other words, what does it mean, ויש בחיים על שניהם? It's a din sofik. That's a din sofik, יש בחיים על שניהם. So he is, in other words, in the case of a common davar, so A precludes B, B does not preclude A. So mainly it's a common. But suppose A would not preclude B, nor would B preclude A, then what would be chal? What would be chal? But there is a stire. So if there is a stire, so they cannot be both chal, a chal is bamo. But each one is chal, a chal is shene bamo. So it's a din sofik. So what is it? So yesh b'chim ha-shneir. So I mean, he mentions that v'yesh b'chim ha-shneir. Now, before I proceed, I want to go over we went over the long run, but it didn't go over the short run. Boy Rabbi, kiyem u'muvah l'chim v'asach asmah. Kleima, v'kiyem l'chudi laf klum, v'lichi hu shekelon, shteyen kachas, v'yiken uschad igalse, kiyem l'chi u'muvah l'chi v'asach asmah. ונהנך נסרד בוי דלי מהוכה בהדיה בבסחס דמיגלה בדייטה שורית שיוכילו בבסחס. So there are two פשוטים. One פשוט is that he, the Baal or the Av, only said קיים ומופה לכי, but the בבסחס is explanatory by the Gemara. That makes it בבסחס because the לכי combines the קיים and the מופה. The other פשוט is that he spelled it out the Baal. In other words, Kiyem lechi mufa lechi bebasachas. So he himself spelled out the basachas. All right. Ulanach las reboi lehi moche behed di basachas. Di mikla vidai di shorei shi shuchel shnei basachas. Vinira beinai, di behoche misalki. What is the sofik of Rabbi? Vada yi efshel li shneiem lochel kachas? What disturbed the Ran? So obviously, the Ran was disturbed by a very simple thing that you should disturb everybody. In other words, let's say, Rabbi had Nabai, so Rabbi didn't know the Allah. Then, if the Gemara would be patient, let's say, from a memory of Rab, of Shmuel, we could understand. But Rabbi had Abaye, Kim Mufalachi Basachas, Tosh Madom Rabbi, Kol Shirkin Bazarazel Zarazeni. So what? Rabbi didn't know his own memory? He had to be reminded of his memory. The Chachmei Ashas had to remind Rabbi of his own memory. So obviously, Rabbi knew his memory. But in what context did Rabbi say his memory? In connection with Shteichen Mukudeshesli, Shteichoyes. So Rabbi had a topic. Does the same din that I mentioned with Gabi and Kadi Shteichoyes, does it have a relevance here? Maybe yes, maybe no. This is the reason as to why Rabbi raised Abaye, even though Rabbi knew of his own memory. But his shaila was, does that halacha of mine have relevance here? Maybe not. So the Gemara said, the Chachmei Ashas said, yes, it has relevance. Okay, so, v'nira beinai, v'gohochem misalte, v'adai yefshel nishneyem lochil kachas, miyu, neidi echad minai kodim, Idach lechayel klal. As a matter of fact, the lotion of the Ran is very ambiguous. It could be explained in a different way too. But I think that the Ran is mentioning here just one alternative. And the other alternative is what the Maskones is. So he says, Divini Rabbi Yadocha Misad, Kevada yefchel nishneim lochel kachas, miunei diachad nishai kodi, Idach lechayel klal. So once one is chal, hakomi is chal. So the other one cannot be chal b'zeh hazeh. Hafor is chal, once. So first. So then hakomi cannot be chal. But hoche b'basachas, regarding chol chad minaye, amrinon b'kodim b'chayel. Amrinon, hoche b'basachas, regarding chol chad minaye, amrinon b'kodim b'chayel. ויקרא מי מנמה דמי אחר ולא יקודם. וכי בין שיהיה אפשר לשני מוכל כאחס מספקין, דיו מהקומר חיילה וסורי מוצא מיפה. I think that it's, the run here expresses just one alternative of Rabbi Sabai. And the other alternative is that כל שני בזה חזה אפילו בסך הזה. But the first alternative is, no, we don't apply the aloche. So the other alternative the Ram does not have to point out, because the Gemara itself mentioned that alternative. The Gemara was patient Abaye by applying the Rabbi's own memory. But why did Rav have an Abaye? Obviously, Rabbi in his mind, and he wasn't so sure that his own memory of Kol Shein Zazer Vlasene has application here. Maybe not. So the Ram does not have to spell out the alternative of maybe yes. Maybe yes. So that's a double portion. The Ram only has to spell out the alternative of that maybe not. That maybe the Aloche, the Rabbi's own cloud of Kol Shein Zazer has no application here. Why not? So it's one alternative. Because in the case of Bezachaze, so then the second one is not Chal. So we have no difficulties determining which is the second one. The one that takes place after the first one, that's the second one. It's very poshut. So if he makes a Kome first, and then Afore, so Afore is the second one. If he makes Afore first, and then Akome, so Akome is the second one. But when you say them in Bezachaz, so then the shaila is, what do you consider Hakome? As the first one, Meli Shilchal, or you consider it as the second one? So he says like this. He says, Nei di chad minaye kodi. Iduch lechaye klal hoche besachat kabu chad minaye amrin di kodi mechaye. So whatever is kodi is chaye. Vikel mei maname di meacha v'loi kodi. So it's both. V'chim she'yevshel l'shneim lochel ka'achas misapkin dil mahakom echayle v'isulim motzemeifa. V'isulim motzemeifa. So in other words, so one alternative in Rabbi's mind was, maybe it's a simple case of kol sheni bezachaz v'zachazim. But the other alternative is, no, it's not a simple case of kol sheni bezachazim afru basachazim. So, in other words, so we could say that here it's a din sofik. Here it's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. But in the case of Shteichem Kudoshesli, we could not say that's why Rabbi had a sofik. But even though Rabbi himself mentioned this halacha, Ligabi Shteichem Kudoshesli, the answer is Ligabi Shteichem Kudoshesli, what was Rabbi's alternative? Either that nothing is chal, or it's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. But by Shteichem Kudoshesli, we couldn't conceive of a din sofik. Because for the same reason that Kedushin Gmurim couldn't be chal in Achisei Shtei, so Kedushin Sheni Gmurim couldn't be chal either. Mashenkin, Akome Nafore, there is nothing wrong in the Akome being chal partially and Afore being chal partially, because since there is a sti, because there is a stira between the two. And if there is a stira between the two, so then which one is chal and which one is not chal? Bezachaze, the first one is chal. But here, which one is the first one? So you can say Hakomi is the first one, because Hafori is not after it. And you can say Hafori is the first one, because Hakomi is not after it, because it's Basachas. So in other words, both are the first ones. If both are the first ones, so both are Achal. So if both are chal, so how is it chal? Mitiras din sofik. That's one alternative in Rabbi's mind. And the other alternative is, no, that we simply apply the aloche of kol sheini bozeh chazeh afru basachasim. We do not say that both are the first one. In other words, we just apply the aloche of kol sheini bozeh chazeh afru basachasim. All right, now, it's obvious that Reb Chaim is referring to a hypothetical case. Hypothetical case of two things, of A and B, when A does not preclude B, nor does B preclude A. So in such a case, according to the Rambam Shite, how would it be, according to the Rambam Shite? According to the Rambam Shite, it would be a din sofik. In the case of Akom and Afore, so A precludes B, B does not preclude A. So Mele, since Bido is not preclude A, so A is Chal, B is not Chal, because A precludes B. But suppose A would not preclude B, nor would B preclude A, if A precludes B and B precludes A, then it's Rabbis member. We apply Rabbis member. But suppose neither one precludes the other. So then, according to the Rambam, he says, Chayel chad mishneyem v'yesh b'chim ha-shneyem. That means it has the chumras of both. So both would be chal. Because A does not preclude B and B does not preclude A. So mimele, but they are seis on each other. So it cannot be chal echaleis gomo. But it cannot be chal altogether either. So, in other words, they're both chal and both not chal. So it's yesh b'chim ha-shneyem. So it's a dinsam. Now, Reb Chaim doesn't mention the cases. Why? I don't know. Because he probably wasn't sure, I mean, as to any specific case where the debt would be the real case. Now, there is a Gemara in Erem. Erem daf mentes on the base. מי שבו בדרך וחשי חולי the Mishnah דף ממתס עמוד בייס מי שבו בדרך וחשי חולי והוא יומקר אילון הוא יגדר ויומר שביסו סיתך טוב לא יומר כלום שביסו סי בעיקרי בעיקרוי את הסתם מהלך ממקמרגלו ועד עיקרי אלפיימה Now let's say I'm Boba Derech and it's close to Shabbos and I want to set up an Eruvei Tchumim. What does Eruvei Tchumim mean? Eruvei Tchumim means that his Kenes Shvise at a certain place. So one can be Kenes Shvise at a certain place in one of two ways. Either by staying there bin Hashemashas. Mamish staying there on that spot bin Hashemashas. So then he establishes domicile. That's Kenesh Vise means to establish domicile. So he establishes domicile at that place. Let's say if I walk on the road and let's say Shkia, this Friday is probably around 8:15 or something like that. So it's already it's almost 8:15. So then I say I want to be Kenesh Vise. I stop. There is a chair, I sit down. And I said, I want to be Kenesh Vise here, where I sit on this chair. And I sit there for 2 hours, till 2 hours after Shkia. That's certainly Ben Hashmoshes. So Memele, so I'm Kenesh Vise, I established domicile in that place, and I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos, Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. That's one way of being Kenesh Vise, of being present there the whole Ben Hashmoshes. Another way is, if I want, let's say, to walk 4,000 amos from the border of the city, so then I put Friday morning, I go to a place that is exactly 2,000 amos south of the border of the city, or of my house. Let's say my house happens to be on the border of the city. So it's 2,000 amo south. I live there Chale, Moses Day Sudeis, and I live there. Then I go back home, but we assume that it wasn't stolen, and that Chale was there. The whole Binash Moshes. So since his food is there, so that means he established domicile in that place where his food was Binash Moshes. So then he's allowed to walk 4,000 amos because up to the place where he has the chale left. So it's one ruach. So it's north of the chale of his mikem shlisi. And then 2,000 more amos he can walk because that's the aloche from the mikem shlisi. So he's allowed to walk alpayim amos. So suppose, mi shebo bederech, וחשיכלי, והויו מכר אילון, אוי גדר, ואומר שביסוס איתך. לא מקום. Suppose he has his holiday already, under the tree. Suppose in that area he has his holiday. I mean, so there is no problem, I mean. Or suppose he has his holiday in that area. So memele, so if someone is boba derech v'chashichale, vo yomakir lo, and let's say I am at a distance, and here there is a tree, and the tree has many branches that extend, and I am makir the tree, and I say, oh, get there, I should establish domicile beneath that tree, beneath the branches of that tree. Now, the branches might be very extensive. Sometimes they might extend, let's say one branch here is the stem. So one branch extends Dalad Ames this way, or even Ches Ames this way, and another branch extends southward direction, Dalad Ames, Ches Ames. I mean, so, but he doesn't specify exactly where he should establish the domicile, as we say, Tachto, beneath the branches. It's an undetermined place. And that place is more than Dalad Ames. It can be Ches Ames, it can be 32 Ames. I mean, it can be as many Ames as you can think of. And he didn't specify. He didn't specify which Dalad Ames under the tree. There are all kinds of permutations under the tree of Dalad Ames. Four different Dalad Ames you could have in under the tree area. So mi shebo bederech v'chashei cholei v'yomakir ilon igeder v'yomash misosi tachtov l'yomaklum, because he didn't specify. Shvisosi b'ikrei, here is the tree, and he says I should be kene shvise at the stem. So then he specified the place. So then he's kene shvise. So from that point where the stem is, the center of the stem, so he's allowed to walk 2,000 amo, l'chol ruach. So from here to here, from here to here, from here to here, and from here to here. So, shvisosi b'ikrei m'halech mikim raglo v'at ikrei alpaim amo, u'mi'ikrei v'at beisei alpaim amo. Nimtzo m'halech m'shechashecho arba'as alpaim amo. Then, so there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. And Reish, mi shebo b'derech v'chashei cholei, vo yomakir ilon igeda vo mashu sosi tachto v'yom haklum. Mai v'yom haklum? Oma Rav v'yom haklum kol iker. De afilu li tachto v'shel ilon li mozoz. So Rav says that the pshat in the Reish of the Mishneh v'yom haklum is that he cannot even walk today because we have a case here. We have a case here where from the center of the stem to the house, to his house, is 2,000 amp, and he wants to go home. Now he when the sun sets Friday, so he's 4,000 amp away. He cannot walk 4,000 amp. So what does he do? He has his holiday, so Mimele, he says he's Kenishvise. He's Kenishvise. So let's say if he says he's Kenishvise at the stem, so Mimele, he can walk to the stem, because the stem is Litzvene of the Mikem Shvise. And then once he reaches the stem, he can walk another 2,000 amo. He can walk another 2,000 tamo, lidreini of the stem. So in other words, so he in effect will be walking 4,000 tamo, lidreini. But 2,000 tamo will be litzveini of his mikim shvise, and 2,000 tamo will be lidreini of the mikim shvise. So that's all right. But in the case where he says shvisosi tachto, under the nave, it's an extensive nave. So the question is, from which Dalad Ames? Is it to the Mekem Shvise, is the point Dalad Ames, the Dalad Ames away in the northward direction from the stem, or Dalet Ames, the Mekim Shvi say is Dalet Ames away. That's it. Here is the stem. So is the Mekim Shvi say here Dalet Ames Litzvemi of the stem, or is the Mekim Shvi say here Dalet Ames Litzvemi of the stem? He doesn't say. Maybe it's here. Maybe it's here. He didn't say. So it's lo maklum. So Rav says, my lo maklum, my Rav lo maklum kolikia. Dafil litacht of shalinu lemotzos. He cannot even walk to the ilum. Not only he can't walk to his house, which is 4,000 tamo away, he cannot even walk. He cannot even walk to the tree, to the step, to the step, because he's not kineshvisi. It's not hal. Ushmuel omar liom aklum libeisei, avol litachtov shelilon motzozo, vinase tachtov shelilon chamir gomol. Chamir gomol means, let's say, if somebody wants to lead a gomol and a chamir at the same time, so one pushes forward, another one pushes backwards, so melee must remain at a standstill. In other words, that's an expression. Chamir gomol, in other words, he cannot move. So Shmuel omar liom aklum libeisei, avol litachtov shelilon motzozo. So Shmuel says that in the Reisha, if he says, if he didn't specify what Dalet Ames he should begin a Shvise, whether it's Dalet Ames Atzveinim or Adremim, Amizrochim, Amarovim, I mean, he didn't specify, so then he cannot walk to the house, but avol litachtov shelilon motzozo, but he can walk till tacht of shelilon. And not only that, he can even walk beyond that. But he cannot walk to the house, because the Mishnah is referenced to a case where the person who tried to set up an Eruv Trumin was 4,000 tamo away from his house. From his house. And from the center of the stem of the tree to the house is 2,000 tamo. It's 2,000 tamo. So Mimele, so according to Shmuel, the Erev is chal. The Erev is chal. So Mimele, the Erev is chal. But we don't know. We don't know where the Mekim Shvisi is. There is a certain area. Here is the step. And this, and all this area, this Rab Chaim, so that's the area where the nave, the branches of the tree extend. So one branch extends up to here. One branch extends up to here. One branch up to here. One up to here. So Mimele, according to Shmuel, the area of Ischal, but we don't know which Dalet Ames is the Mekim Shvisi. Whether it's this Dalet Ames, this Dalet Ames, this Dalet Ames, this Dalet Ames, this Dalet Ames. We don't know. Now, from here, from the center of the stem, till the house, let's say this is the house, it's 2,000 tamo. So if the Mekim Shvisi would be here, so it would be all right. So it would be all right. So it would be 2,000 tamo. But maybe Ames is undetermined. It a Dalet Ames in this area of, let's say, of 30 amo. I mean, as large as the area of the nave is. This is what he says. Ushmuel omar liom aklum. Libeisei, avol litachtov shelilon ilon motzozil, vinase tachtov shelilon chameya gomol. Bolin did not sofon, medel nadorem. In other words, if he wants to walk 2,000 tamis in the southern direction, here, so we say, maybe your kinish we say here. So you cannot walk 2,000 tamo from here. You can only walk 2,000 tamo from here. So then he says, all right, so I'll walk from here 2,000 tamo. So we tell him, no, maybe your kinish we say here. So in other words, it's hal, but the whole area of the nave is Idin Sofik. That's what it means. All right. So he says, avol tachtov shelil motzoz, vinase tachtov shelil chamir gom. Bolim dit natzof, omeidlim adorem, bolim nadorem in latzof. Omar rabbe, my time de rab. What is so? Shmuel, Rashi explains, Bishleim Shmuel. So there is no difficulty. It's very mistaken. After all, he did set up an era when the Rovi Tremlin, he didn't specify the Daladamis. Whether it's this Daladamis, this Daladamis, this Daladamis, this Daladamis. But it's a Daladamis in that area. So why shouldn't he be able to walk to the tree? He should be able to walk to the tree. So to the center of the tree, because from the center of the stem of the tree, it's only 2,000 amot to his feet. So Mimonevshev, he'll be able to walk. So why he should be able to walk to the place of the nave? Then he'll certainly not go walk more than 2,000 amot. And Rav says he cannot even move. He has to stay here. He cannot even move. He has to stay in his Daladamas, 2,000 amot away. What's the swara of Rav? So that two lashonos. Omar Rabbi, my time with the Rav, mishum lemisayim asra. So the first lashon is Rav holds that it's halacha in eruv trumim. That and you cannot set up in eruv trumim if you don't spell out, if you don't specify the Daladamas of the mikvishos. You cannot be kineshvise in an undetermined Daladamas. You have to specify it. So the male the Rav Trum is not chal. So he cannot, he can only jump around in his Daladamis, that's all. V'ikedamre, no. The second Loshe says that Rav doesn't hold that there is a halacha in Rav Trum in that you have to spell it out. But why can't he move out from his Daladamis? V'ikedamre, Omar Rabbe, my time with the Rav, mishim dikesova kol she'ini bozeach hazeh afu basach hazeh. So it's because of this halach. Kol she'eini b'zeach hazeh af b'asach haseni. Dichiven dim siyem dalet tzvenies en yochel arza be'livre dalet remies. In other words, here, it cannot be chal. It cannot be chal at all, according to Rav. Because, suppose first he would say, I establish domicile, the dalet damis tzvenies. And then he'll say, no, I establish domicile, the dalet damis tzvenies. It will not be chal. Suppose he'll say, at first, I establish domicile. I'm going to shvise daladamis tremis. This daladamis. Then they'll say, I establish domicile. But damis tremis. Not the chal. So it's any bezechas. So afru basachas. Afru basachas. So mele, it cannot be chal b'tiras din sofiki. It cannot be chal b'tiras din sofiki. All right. So it's two machines. Now, how do we pass? Do we pass like Rav, do we paskin like Shmuel? And if we paskin like Rav, do we paskin like the first Loshen or do we paskin like the second Loshen? The Rambam paskins like Rav. The Rambam paskins like Rav. And it's mashma from the Rambam that he paskins like the first Loshen. Even though the generally, whenever there is a machlekes between two Lishenes, generally the Rif and the Rambam paskin like the second Loshen, Mishne Bas. But there are exceptions. But generally, the Rif and the Rambam pass like the second Loshen. But there are exceptions, so this is one of the exceptions. And then, the Raivet is Masik on the Rambam, and the Raivet says that Aloche is like Shmuel, even though the general rule is Ilchesik Rav Bisura, and that is Surah, not Mameine, but there is a Raivet from the Gemara that Aloche is like Shmuel. So it's Machlek Roshim. But let's see the Loshen Rambam. Pirk Zayim L'chaseir V'Alochei. Pirk Zayim L'chaseir V'Alochei. Hakeinir. Hakeinir Shvise V'Rochei. V'Richuk Mokri. V'lo Yisiyem Mikim Shvisose L'Kone Shvise Shom. What does he say? V'lo Yisiyem Mikim Shvisose L'Kone Shvise Shom. It's not mashma that he passes like a second Rosh. Because true, the net result is the same, but it's based upon kol shein v'zachazav v'zachaseinei, so we should mention it. He says, v'lo yisiyem mikem shvusasim kol shein v'zachaseinei. It's a general rule that when you don't spell out the daladamis, the identity of the mokeim, so you're not kenesh v'zachaseinei at all. In other words, like the first lashon of Rav. All right. Hakenesh v'zachaseinei berichuk mokeim v'lo yisiyem mikem shvusasim kol shein v'zachaseinei. Keita. Hoyo boba derech. V'yomar shvisosi b'mokim pleini u'bisode pleinis. Oy bibike pleinis. Oy birochek alefamo alpaim kemo. הריזה לקונה שוויסה ברוחק, ואין בריחוק, ואין לו יהיה לאלפיים מאמו לכל רוח ממוקי, שהוא אין מדבק יש חשך. חשך. So his Erev is not Chal at all. But even though his Erev is not Chal, so he says, Vein lo yalo alpai mamo lechol ruach memokim shem yichashech. Omarai, kosev arai vizal, avzei nikei, el heilich ad eisei mokim mimokim shu bisich trume. Vim rotzo leilich meisei mokim veilich machmirin olof. Vim bo limdeit mitzvene imedin lo imidreime. In other words, the Raivet paskot like Shmuel. And the Rambam paskens like Rab. Paskens like Rab. But many Rishonim pasken like Shmuel. Now we have to understand. I mean, how the Rambam paskens, I mean, it's not so clear, not everybody agrees that the Rambam paskens like Rav, all right, but anyway, how the Rambam paskens is not so important. I think the Rambam paskens like Rav's first lashon. All right, so, but we have to understand, there are two Rishonim in Rav. Whether we pass like the first lotion, whether the Rambam passes like the first lotion, or the Rambam passes like the second lotion, there are two Rishonim of Rav. So it's not mistaber that the two Rishonim of Rav are totally machlekes as to whether we agree with the din of Rabbe or we don't agree with the din of Rav. I mean, it's not mistaber. And then what about Shmuel? There are many Rishonim who pass like Shmuel. Pass like Shmuel, so what does it mean? But Shmuel does not conform to the halacha of Kol Sheni V'Zazeh V'Zachaseini. So that means all those Rishonim who pass like Shmuel don't pass the din of Kol Sheni V'Zazeh V'Zachaseini. I mean, it's not mistaber. Now, I think that this is a case, the hypothetical case, that Reb Chaim mentions. He mentions a hypothetical case where A does not preclude B, and Al-Pedin doesn't preclude. And B does not alpidin preclude A. But the two together cannot coexist. Now, isn't that the case? So it's not like hakom and afore. Hakom and afore, so A precludes B, B does not preclude A. But A, hakom precludes alpidin afore. But here, so is there any halocha that if ya kele shvise in one place, so that's alpidin, precludes, it's just, there is a logical impossibility, monefshech. If you already kene shvise, that means that you rested in this daladamis. If you rest, and it means binashmoshes. What does it mean, rested? Binashmoshes, when the Shabbos begins. So, if you already declared your shvise in the daladamis sveinies, so there is a logical impossibility in resting in daladamis dreimies. It's not that there is any special halacha. If you want, you can argue, maybe there is such a halacha, I mean, al-Bedin. But even if logically, it is possible, even if you could visualize, but in the normal situation, so it's logically inconceivable, I mean, to be kene shvise in the Dalet Ames Dreininess when you're already kene shvise in the Dames Dreininess. What does kene shvise mean? There's the place where you stopped. Either you stop here or you stop here. You don't stop in both places at the same time in a guf yochel yis b'shnei mekeimes. Two, there is a loche that even if your guf is not there, you leave the sude, so it's also considered. So that's why, because the Rambam explains it. In other words, the person is considered to be in the place where his sude is. But it has to be considered, kenesh vise, basically, in its essence, means the place where the person stopped for Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, when Kiddush Hayom, where did he rest? Either, so if he said, I'm Kiddush Shvise in the Daladamis Sveinies, So Mimele, it's impossible for him to begin Shmissin Dalas Dainis. It's like being making the neder after the neder is annulled. It's not that there is a special halacha. All right, you could argue that maybe there is a special halacha. Even if logically you could conceive, it's a special halacha. You cannot begin Shmissin two places. But it's very mistaba. It's very mistaba that this is a case where Alpudin, so that Aladamius, the Kniya Shvise in the Aladamius Venius does not preclude Kniya Shvise in the Aladamius. But if he stopped in Zofim, so he didn't stop in Dorem. If he stopped in Dorem, he didn't stop in Zofim. So maybe we could say that's the Machleik. Now Shmuel certainly does not apply the Aloha of Kol Sheini Bazach HaZeful Basach HaZeini. Shmuel certainly does not. Why not? Because Shmuel holds that the halacha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh aful b'sach haseinei, kol sheini b'zeach hazeh aful b'sach haseinei, is only when al pedin one thing precludes the chaleis of the other. So for the same reason that A precludes al pedin the chaleis of B, and B precludes the chaleis of A. So A precludes the chaleis of B, and B precludes the chaleis of A. Vasachastu for the same oneness. For the same oneness. Mashenkin here, there is no aloche that once you are kinish vise in Zofn, so that precludes al pedin the kniya shvise bidor. No, if you are kinish vise in Zofn, so you rest in Zofn. So if you rest in Zofn, that means you don't rest in Dorem. You don't rest in Dorem. But there is a stire. So there is stire. So mainly there is a stire. So if there is a stire, so the second one is not chal, because there is a stire. But basacha, so the stire is to both of them. So then it's a din sofik. So what's a din sofik? So according to Shmuel, liom aklum libeisi avu litacht of shalil omotzozo, vinase tacht of shalil chamir gamol, bolim det natzofim, Meidl Nadoren, Bolim Nadoren, Meidl Nadzofen. And it's not a Sophic of Chesong Yediye. It's not a Sophic. If it's a Sophic of Chesong Yediye, we would ask him, what did you have in mind? The Daldam is Tremius or the Daldam is Teremius? The answer is, no, it's not a Sophic of Chesong Yediye, it's a Din Sophic. This is what Rab Chaim says. This is a hypothetical case. He says, Avol imen achalei seachot minei as chalei sasheni. וכשבואים בזה אחר זה חי לשני, לא יכפס למדי עצמו של הדבורים סיסרים עם זה זה, אלא כל שבואו בסחס חי אחד משניהם, ויש בחיים השניהם. It's a din something. All right, of course, according to the other Rishonim, now, so in other words, so that means, so we can say, that Shmuel certainly holds this in the Chaleis. And then how about Rav? So that too, Shin is a Rav. As to whether, according to Rav's second lotion, so it's not a din in Chaleis, it's a din in the Maise. Since there is a stire, for whatever reason there is, whether because Al-Pedin one precludes the other, or because it's logically inconceivable, once he was Kenish Vise in this Daladames, that he should be Kenish Vise in the other Daladames. So since there is a stire, so Memele, they cancel out each other. They cancel out each other. There's the second lotion. But the first lotion of Rav says that the reason is why he's not kinyan shvi'is at all, it's null and void, this kinyan shvi'is. This erovitronim is because a special aloche, that if he doesn't spell it out, otherwise it would be chal, b'tiras din sofik. So the first lotion of Rav, even Rav holds that the aloche of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, afilu basach haseinei, is a haloche in the chaleis, not in the maise. Now, how about all the other rishonim? After all, most rishonim agree with the Ram, and Reb Chaim says their shita is that it's not haloche in chaleis, it's chaleis in the maise. That if two maise, if there is a conflict between two maises, so they cancel out each other. So we have to say, so how does Shmuel say? Shmuel says that here it's a din sofik, and many Rishonim pask like Shmuel. And at the same time, they pask the Rabbi's din, of course, he was Avazin. So according to these, Rishonim will have to say that true, Normally, so if you rest in one place, so then it's not shayach to say, I mean, you can choose another place. I mean, it's illogical inconsistency. But there is also aloha. Even if we could visualize, that it's possible, that it's logically possible to become a shvise in another place after you was a shvise in one place, so al pedin, you cannot become a shvise in two places. That's aloha. So mainly it precludes. And maybe that's, so that could be the machlekes between the two lishenes and rav. Whether, you see, so that could be the machlekes in the two lishenes. So, no, but then the question arises, but still have to understand, monefshach, if al-pedin it precludes, so why does Shmuel say, why does Shmuel say that the Erev is chal? In other words, if we say that al-pedin one precludes the other, then he certainly should say like chal. So on the contrary, I mean, so according to the other Rishonim, we cannot say that al-pedin it precludes. It's only a logical impossibility. So then we have to understand, so how is it that there are two Rishonim according to Rav? So you have to understand why is it there are two Rishonim. All right. Now, we saw that later, so according to one Rosh Nei Rav, so the halacha of Rabbi of Kol Sheinim Zachaseh and Zachaseinei is applied to a case where a person set up an Erev Tachas Uilon, and there is an extensive area more than Dalet Amis beneath the nave of the Ilon. And the question is which Dalet Amis? Dalet Amis Sveini is, Dalet Amis Dreini is. So Rav says in the Gemara Erev that the Erev is not effective altogether. And Shmuel says that the Erev is effective. And he can walk till the Ilon, he can walk. But from the Ilon on, so he cannot walk from the Ilon to the Bais. Because maybe he meant that it should become a shvise in the further Daladamis, in Daladamis Dremius. So Mele, so the Loshin. Ushmila Malyoma Klumli Base, Avlitachtov Shililon Motze Ozil. Why is Motze Ozil? Because Vinase Tacht of Shalilon, in other words, the Tacht of Shalilon happens to be within 2,000 Amis from his feet, so then Mimonefshach it's Mosos. Vinase Tacht of Shalilon Hamagam. Bolim did not soften, maybe in Adorim. Bolim Nadorim in Matsof. So according to Rashi's Pshat, Rashi mentions the second lotion which he rejects, but according to Rashi's own Pshat, so even beyond the Ilon, he can still walk, but he can only walk the minimum. In other words, only 2,000 Amis from the closest Dalet Amis. From the closest Dalet Amis, not from the furthest Dalet Amis. Why? Because it's a Din Zorik. But he can walk. Now, so the Gemara says, my time with the Rav, so two Lishenis. One is Mishmi Misayim Asrei. V'ike d'amre omar Rabbe, my time with the Rav, Mishmi Dikesova, Kol Sheini B'zeh HaZeh Afru B'Sach HaSeni. B'Sach HaSeni. Mai B'naye, Ike B'naye, Orai D'omar, Likne Li Baba Amis Migav Shmeinu. Man Doma Mishmi Misayim Asrei, Hol Misayim Asrei. Uman Doma Mishmi Kol Sheini B'zeh HaZeh Afru B'Sach HaSeni, Haike Arba Amis Doma, Doch Arba Amis Doma. So there are two Lishenis according to Rav, and there is one Lashon, and then one Lashon according to Shmuel. So there is a Machlekes Lishenim, how we pass. Some Lishenim pass like Shmuel, most Lishenim pass like Shmuel. Because the Gemara says Tani Kavos Lishma. And but there are many Rishonim who passed like Rav. Now, even if we passed like Rav, the question is, do we passed like Rav first Lashon, or we passed like Rav second Lashon? According to Rav's first Lashon, according to first Lashon in Gemara in Rav, so the reason is why Rav says, and then the Gemara Daf Nun on the base says that so Rashi explains it means that he cannot even move out from his own Daladamis. He cannot even walk beyond his own Daladamis to the Ilum. So they call it the first Loshen because it's a special aloche in the Ruvit Chumim. That if you don't spell out the identity of the Dalet Ames, where Yakine Shvise, so then you cannot be Kine Shvise. The second Loshen is not that there is a special aloche, that if you don't spell out the identity of the Dalet Ames, you cannot be Kine Shvise. But because we apply Rabbis aloche of Kol Sheni Bezeh Hazeh Uvasach Hasini. Suppose, now, let's say, here is the stem of the Ilum. Here is the stem of the Ilon, and branches extend this way to Dorem side, to the Tzofim side. And suppose he first says that he's Kenish Vise in the Daladamis Reinius, and then he'll say he's Kenish Vise in the Daladamis Reinius. So it will not be effective. So since, so when he says, Ani Kenish Vise Tachas Aneiv, so he's not Kenish either. Because, so he's not kin at all. And then, that's Rabbis. Now the question is, Shmuel is Chelik. So is Shmuel Chelik on the whole halacha of Kol Sheini Gozer Hazeh Uvasach Hasini? That was the question. Now, I mentioned at that time the Shittas Rambam. It seems from Lashon Rambam that the Rambam paskens like Rav, but like the first Lashon of Rav, not like the second Lashon of Rav. Now, actually, the Magen Mishnah says, the Magen Mishnah is very strange, but the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam paskens like Shmuel. פרק זיין מיל חסיר אף הלוכה הקין השביסה ברוכי כמוקים ולוי בריחו כמוקים ולוי סייה מכם שביסה עשה לוי קון השביסה שם so that lotion has the connotation that he passes like Rav and like Rav's first lotion because he doesn't mention Kol Sheni Bozeh Hazeh Uvasach Hasini he just mentions because since he was not Messiah lui konek das mamish like Rav's lotion we should do Messiah Masa Still, Keita, Honyo, Bob Aderech, Lomash Visosim Mokim Kini, and we saw the Kaini, so we call Kaini, so we call Kaini, so we call Kaini, and Kaini, Ze, Harei, Ze, Lekonesh Vise, Beroche, Berichu, Veilo, Yel, Alpai, Mamo, Lechol, Ruach, Mimokim, Shoeim, Et, Beiki, Shechashem. So that's difficult. Rashi explains it, because the Rosh Nagmore Dafnun on the basis that according to Rav, in Yocheloz is Mekene. Why? Because according to Rav, he's not Kene Shvise B'Richuk Mokene. Either because of Kol Sheni Bozeh Hazeh Uvasach Hasini, or because he didn't spell out the identity of the Dalet Ames. So Mele is not Kene Shvise B'Richuk Mokene. So let him be Kene Shvise at his feet, where he happens to be present. At Ben Hashmoshes, so Rashi says, since he was mischave to be Kene Shvise somewhere else, so he was Eikeir. He was Eikeir, the Kene Shvise where his raglaim happened to be. That's why Rav said, Gemara says, Dachnun on the base, that according to Rav, so it's in Yocheloz is Mukim. Yocheloz is Mukim. But Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, so, and according to Shmuel, so he can walk to the Ilon. And even beyond the Ilon he can walk. But he has to walk Lechumre. Because he doesn't know which Dalet Ames he was Kene Shvise, whether this Dalet Ames or this Dalet Ames. So, in other words, so that means that if his bias is more than the Alpai Mamo from this Dalai Lama's, so he cannot walk to his bias. But he can walk 2,000 Tamo from the closest. From the closest became Shvise. We don't know, there is an area of Sofik. This whole area is Sofik. So if the bias happens to be more than 2,000 Tamo from the Dalai Lama's radius, even though it's not more than 2,000 Tamo from the Dalai Lama's radius, he cannot walk to the house, but he can walk beyond the Ilum. He can walk beyond the Ilum. This is how Rashi explains Shmuel. The Rambam says that Hoya Bobidera Rom Shvosim are complaining to the plainies, because plainies with the Kalvam Alpai Mamo, Harizel Kona Shviso Birochim. Vainly Alpai Mamo Lichol Ruach, Mimokim Shemit Bay, not Alpai Mamo from the nearest Dalai Lama's to him. So how is it like Shmuel? Because according to Shmuel, so he can walk 2,000 Tamo from the nearest Dalai Lama's to him. And he says, Vainly Alpai Mamo Lichol Ruach Mimokim Shemit Bay. So the Magid Mishnah says, very strange, he says, that Vizehu Peirush, that the Rambam passes like Shmuel. Vizehu Peirush, Divrei Shmuel Lidaas Rabbeinu. U Shmuel Omar, Vyoma Klum Libeisei, Kileima Ashin Yochi Lahalich Mino Ilon Libeisei. Vafilu Hu Bisei Chalpayim Amo Lilon. Avo Litachtov Shal Ilon Motsa Ozen. Dikov Sova Shmuel, Bimkei Mikone Shvisei. ויש לי להלך אלפיים אמו התחתוף של אילון. אבל כיוון שמגיע תחס אילון, אין לי לא זיז ממקיימי. לפי שליקון השביסו באילון, לפי שנעסק חמר גם, שכשעת אימא כני שביסו בצופם, מיתן לי לי ואימרים שבידורם קונו. ואם את אימא בידורם, אימרים שבצופם קונו. ואין שביסו סי ברורו, לפי חוך ליקון שום שביסה כלל. אקורי כתורה שם תיס וסנדר אשבו, אין דרוש, So according to Shmuel, he can become a Shvise, Tachas Ilon. But we don't know which Dalai Lama is Tachas Ilon. There is an area, let's say, of 32 Amis, Tachas Ilon. So Mimele, he's Kene, Shvise, in one Dalai Lama of that area of 32 Amis. But, so Mimele, we have to go with Chumre. And according to the Rambam, since he cannot... In other words, since we don't know which Dalai Lama is Kene Shvise, whether Dalai Lama is Sreini, Dalai Lama is Dreini, Dalai Lama is Mizrochi, Dalai Lama is Marobi, so Mimele is not Kene Shvise in any Dalai Lama, according to Shmuel. He is not Kene Shvise in any Dalai Lama, whereas according to Rav, so he cannot even move out from his Dalai Lama where he remains standing between Ashmoshes. And the Rambam passes like Shmuel. That's very strange. I mean, from the Gemara's Loshen, it's not mashma like that. Anyway, the Gro is Chelik. And the Gro says that the Rambam passes like Rav. The Gro in Simen Tov Tes. So the Gro says that the Rambam passes like Rav. But the question is, the Gemara says that according to Rav, so in Yochel Ozis Mekemei, and the Rambam says he has Dalai Lama's not Alpai Mamo from his feet. So how can that be reconciled with the expression Dafnuma Medveis that according to Rav is in Yochel Ozis Mekemei? So the Gro says according to the Rambam, Yochel Ozis Mekemei means that he cannot move out from the area to which he's entitled once he's Kene Shvise at his feet. So Mimkeimei doesn't mean Mimkeimei. He cannot move out from his Dalai Lama's. He cannot move out from beyond the 2,000 Amo from his feet. All right. I mean, this is how, because the Loshon HaRambam means Hakene Shvise Berichok Mokim Lisiyem Kim Shvise Likone Shvise Shom. So that means he mamish uses the Loshon of Rav Mishim Dul Misayim Asre. Misayim Asre. Now, the Nitziv in his Mireli Sode, an Erevi. So he mentions the Magnishnes Pshat and the Biragos Pshat, and he says that both is a Deichet. The Magnishnes Pshat is more than a Deichet, because the Pashde Saloshim of Shmuel is so we all magumli beisei avolitacht of shelilu motzozo v'nasa tacht of shelilu chamevamo. So that means that he is Erev is effective, except that if from the Daled Ames Sveinius tachas Eilon, the closest Daled Ames to his feet, so there is more than 2,000 amot to the house, he cannot walk to the house. That's how the Loshon of Shmuel implies. V'nasa tachto shenil chamer gamo. Bolim det natzofo, meindelim nadorem. Bolim det nadorem, meindelim natzofen. But he is allowed to walk 2,000 amo from the Daled Ames Venius, from the closest Daled, from the Daled Ames closest to his feet. That's how it's mashed. So memele, and then the Bir Agros pshat, that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, in Yochloz and Keme, it doesn't mean he cannot move out, but it means he cannot walk beyond 2,000 amos from his feet. That's also a deichet. So how does he explain the Rambam? So the Merim Yisodeh also says that the Rambam actually passes like Rav. But the question is, according to Rav, because Hilchasik Rabbi Yisure, so even though the Gemara says Tanika was in Shmuel, and since it's Rav Tanu Polik, so Mimele he passes like Rav. But the question is, how can he pass like Rav? But according to Rav, the Gemara says Luyosis Mimkeime, and the Rambam passes that while the Erev that he set up is ineffective, but he can walk alpayim amo lechol ruach mimokim shuemit beiki shechasheicho. So he says something very remarkable. Let's see. Vine Rambam zal posak de bemes lehipsit mekeni. Ayin bil chazeh yom pergzayin ala chazayin. וכבר נזקשו בו זה הרבה, הרב המגיד והגרוזל, בסימן תופטס. וכוס הבורי הגרוזל, דוליוזס מקיימי, הישני שלו מקיימי הובישי, ותמוע בעיני. דמקי, מה יאמר הרב אפילו לתחתוף של אירום למוצא אוזן? הרי יש לי תחום מקיימי. So, we have to say, according to Bir Agro, when Rav says, אפילו לתחתוף של אירום למוצא אוזן, if the תחתוף של אירום happens to be more than 2,000 amo from his feet. But in the name, if the tacht of Shalilon happens to be within 2,000 amo, then he can walk to tacht of Shalilon. All right. So he says that in the name, the Rambam agrees that according to our Gemara, Rav holds that in view of the fact that this Erev is not effective, whether because he didn't spell out the identity of the spot where is Genish Vise, or because of Rabbi Salochet, of coaching so it's ineffective. So Memele cannot even move out from his own Daled Ames. Why? Because by setting up a Genish Vise, be under the branches of the tree, so he was a care. The natural Kinyan Shvise, where he happens to be standing at the time of Benash Moshes. But the question is, this is our Gemara. But then the question arises, Why shouldn't he be Kene Shvise at the place where he's standing? At Binash Moshe is why? Because he explicitly was a care that spot as his domicile by saying Shvisosi Tachas Oilon. So he was a care. But the Gemara in Psochim says that Akira Bitois Lavshma Akira. True, the Gemara has reference to Kopones, but it's the same thing, that Akira Bitois Lav Akira. So Mimele, since Akira Bitois Lav Akira, so he should be able to become a Shvise. He should be able to become a Shvise Biraglov. True, he was a Kaya, a Kien Shvise Biraglov, because he said that he's Kien Shvise Tachaseilon, but it's Bitoyes. He thought that his Kien Shvise Tachaseilon would be effective, but the din is it's not effective. Some male is Bitoyes. So Akira Bitoyes is Lehavakire. Lehavakire, as the Gemara in Psochim says. But he mentions the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Rabbono in the Mishneh Daf Mem Hei. Nira. In the Mishneh Nira ben Daf Mem Hei, Daf Mei, the second Mishneh, at the Baal, Daf Mem Hei Umadal, Mi she yoshin bederech, vil yoda she hasheicho, yesh lei alpay mamul chol ruach, Dibur Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, v'chachomim eimrim, ein loy elo arbamos. So suppose he happens to be standing in a certain spot, binash moshes, but he happens to be sleeping. So he couldn't be mechaven to be kenish vise, because he happened to be sleeping. He couldn't even be mechaven to be kenish vise. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, he still is kenish vise in the place where he was sleeping, where he was lying, and he was sleeping, without kavonet to become a shvise. Without kavonet to become a shvise. Rabbi Chachomim say, in lo yala avamis. So what's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Chachomim? As to whether one can become a shvise without kavonet to become a shvise. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, even without kavonet, he happened to be lying on a certain spot, Binashmoshe, so he's in the Shvise, that's his domicile. And the Chachomim say, no, it's not considered his domicile, inasmuch as he didn't have Kavone to be king. So Mimele, now, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, not like the Chachomim. So Mimele, the reason is to why the Gemara says that according to Rab. So in Yocheloz is Mikeme, because that Gemara calls with the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, who say that in order to be Kenish Vise, you have to be Mecham to be Kenish Vise. And if someone is a Yoshin bin Ashmoshes, he cannot establish domicile in that place where he's Yoshin. So Memele, true that the Gemara in Psochim says, Akira Bitoyes is Loyav Akira. But he has to be Mechave. And he was not mechaving to became a shvise to establish domicile at the place where he was standing with Ashmoshes. True, it's victorious, but Kavone is lacking, and Yoshe. So he certainly, he's unable. But since he wasn't mechaving to establish domicile in that particular spot, so he cannot establish domicile in that particular spot. That's why the Gemara says that according to Rav, so he cannot even be Mezis Mekeme. Mashein Kinder Rambam, he paskens like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, and he paskens like Rav. So we cannot say he was Eker. What does Rashi say? He was Eker. He was Messiah Das from Kien Shvise at the place where he was standing with Ashmoshes, because he said Shvisosi Tachtov Tachas Eilom, but Akira Bitoyes is Loyav Akira, and then about Kavone, so the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It's a very good shot. I mean, anyway, the Biragro also says that the Rambam paskens like Rav, not as the Magen Mishneh says, that the Rambam paskens like Shmuel. All right. Now, anyway, the difficulty arose. So, in this case, excuse me, just 1 second, please let me finish. So, the difficulty arose that it appears from this Gemara in Eretz that only Rav agrees with Rabbi's din of Kol Sheni Bezeach Hazeh Afu Basach Hasidei, but Shmuel not. So Bishleim, the first lashon of Rav, we can say that the first lashon of Rav, even though the first lashon of Rav doesn't apply the halacha of Kol Sheni Bezeach Hazeh Afu Basach Hasidei, but not that it doesn't apply the halacha of Kol Sheni Bezeach Hazeh Afu Basach Hasidei. According to the first lashon of Rav, we don't have to resort to Rabbi's halacha, because there is a special halacha in Eruv Trumim that if he doesn't spell out the identity of the spot that he is Kene Shvise, so then he's not Kene Shvise. But in Achaname, if we had to resort to the halacha of Rabbi, we could resort to the halacha of Rabbi, but we don't have to resort to it. But Shmuel certainly. It does not apply the aloche of Kol Sheni Bezeach Hazeh Afu Basach Hasidei. So the question is why? Now, so when we discussed the lashon of Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim says at the end, "El b'sei d'ardin is chol sheni b'zeach hazeh b'zeach hasein neitzorchi." Whether the pshat is that wherever there is a stire, so memele neither one is chal, or we only say rakei. In other words, it's a din in the ma'ase. Oy, dizenema rakei cheshoeichot b'chalei simenei es hasheini melochei. Ozu di iselach klole b'zeach hasein. But avol. Ein chaleis ha'echod meneas chaleis ha'sheni tzedin de chaleis. So mele then bibasachas, but bimtzias. But there is a stira between the two. But it's not that one alpedin is meneas the other. Then when it's bibasachas, so kol shebo bibasachas chayil chad mishneim v'yish v'chim v'shneim. So he says that. That is the machlekes between the Rambam and Rav. The Ram shita is that the halacha of Kol Sheni Bezeach Hazeh Basach Hasidei implies that whenever two things are in conflict with each other, and it doesn't make a difference whether al pidin each one is meneah the other, as long as there is a conflict between the two, so bibasachas they cancel out the maizes. One cancels out the other. Mashein king the Rambam shita is that it's not a halacha in the maise that if two maise, two things, so the maise say each other, so then they neutralize the two maise. But the halacha is that if bozeach hazeh one is meneah the other al pidin, so for the same reason that one is meneah the other al pidin precludes the other al pidin. So basach has it also precludes. Mashein came in the case of akom and avore. So in the case of amkanish liachoyis, so alpedin the gdushin in one sister precludes the chaleis gdushin in the other sister. That's why it's not basach has it's not chalida. Mashein came akom and avore. So akom alpedin precludes ha'avore, but avore alpedin does not preclude. Hakome. Only thing is, if Afore was chal, so there is no neder. So bimtzias is not chayach to be making. So bozeach hazeh, bimtzias is not chayach to be making. But basachas, so yesh b'chim ashrei. This is what he says. So then we mentioned, lifluk, that's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Because in this case, but between Rav and Shmuel, so when he's bozeach hazeh, so if he was kene shvise, if he said that daldam is sveini, yes, he should be kene shvise. So and then he'll say daldam is dreimi, yes, he should be kene shvise. So he couldn't be chal. So what is it? There is a special halacha that once he that the kene shvise in daldam is sveini, yes, al pidin precludes the kene shvise in daldam is dreimi, yes, just as there is the halacha by kedushin. that the Tvises Kedushin in one sister, so Memele precludes the Tvises Kedushin in the other sister, there is no such halacha. But Bimtzias, there couldn't be. He couldn't be in a goof yocheliyas b'shnei mekeimes. So kiyan shvise means that he establishes domicile in one place. So if he already established domicile in daladames reinias, he cannot establish domicile in daladames reinias. But not that alpidin, the kiyan shvise in daladames reinias, precludes the kiyan shvise in daladames reinias. But b'mtzias, so it's analogous to a foreign dakome. Just as Reb Chaim says, Ligabe Afore, it's not that Afore, the Chaleis Afore Alpidin precludes the Chaleis Akome. But, Bimtzias, we cannot visualize. If Afore was Chal, so Bezer Hazeh, there couldn't be any Akome because there is no Neder. But if Bimtzias, we could visualize that there should be a Neder, so Mimele, Hakome could be Chal. So where is that Mitzias? Bevasachas. So Mimele, it's yesh beichim ashneim. So here too. So with Luke, it should be told in the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Now Rav applies the aloha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, afu b'zeach hazeh. And Shmuel does not apply the aloha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, afu b'zeach hazeh. So it should follow that the reason is that Rav holds, Rav who applies the aloha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, av l'zeach hazeh, he holds that the aloha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, av l'zeach hazeh, is aloha in the maise, that if b'zeach hazeh, two maisim cannot take place, the second maise cannot take place after the first, so memele b'basachas, so they neutralize each other, so that's the svar of Rav, and the svar of Shmuel is